The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Claude Feig. Poland says it has deployed aircraft in its airspace during Russian missile strikes in neighboring Ukraine. Poland's operational command said both its own and NATO aircraft had been scrambled, with the focus in the southeast, where Poland borders western Ukraine. Ukraine's power grid operator says Russian missiles and drones hit several power plants overnight, while the Ukrainian military says it destroyed 58 out of 60 Russian drones, along with 26 of 39 missiles. In South Africa, emergency workers have been working through the night to recover the remains of the 45 people killed in a bus crash. Most of them were believed to be women and children. The bus had set off from Botswana for an Easter church service in Limpopo province. This official with the South African Department of Transport explains what happened.
What happened? When it hit the barrier, it plunged down about 50 meters on the cliff, and it hit one of those biggest rocks down there, and it burst into flames. So, which is why it makes it very difficult for the rescue team then to be able to retrieve the bodies.
An 8-year-old girl is the lone survivor. She's been treated in hospital. Officials are promising a full investigation. The U.S. Navy is sending barges with heavy lifting equipment to Baltimore to help clear the Patapsco River of debris from the bridge brought down on Tuesday. Now, all maritime traffic in and out of one of America's busiest ports has been suspended, leading to concerns about supply chains. Maryland Governor Wes Moore said work would get underway to get the bridge restored.
The best minds in the world are coming together to collect the information that we need to move forward with speed and safety in our response to this collapse. Government is working hand in hand with industry to investigate the area, to clear the wreck, and to move the ship. Leaders from across local and state and federal levels are gathering funds to rebuild this bridge.
As for those funds, U.S. President Joe Biden has approved $60 million in federal aid. In addition, he's pledged Washington will pay the full cost of rebuilding the bridge. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators rallied outside a Thursday fundraiser for U.S. President Joe Biden in New York's Radio City Music Hall. Some protesters got inside the hall and disrupted the event, calling Biden a war criminal for his support of Israel during its war with Hamas. Biden was joined by predecessors Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, with moderator Stephen Colbert. Organizers say the event raised more than $25 million for Biden's re-election campaign. A judge has found that the federal government failed to properly consult with individual Alberta Métis settlements. In a ruling, the court quashed parts of a 2022 agreement between the feds and the Métis Nation of Alberta. The government has been ordered to go back and consult with the communities that filed the court challenge. Fort McKay Métis Nation President Ron Quintal says the decision opens the door for Métis settlements to negotiate directly with the federal government.
Most Métis communities in Alberta had no choice but to choose to join the Métis Nation of Alberta. Our model allows us to be able to stand on our own and have those have rights and benefits with resource development and health and what have you through the federal government directly to the communities.
A lawyer for the Métis Nations of Alberta says his client is glad that the overall agreement is still intact and that the judge only rejected certain sections. He says they are still reviewing the decision and determining whether or not to file an appeal. A survivor of the Humboldt Broncos bus crash has qualified for the 2024 Paralympic Games. Rowing Canada says Jacob Wasserman has earned a Canada country quota spot in an event known as PR1 Men's Singles Sculls. The 24-year-old recently competed for Canada in a qualification regatta in Rio de Janeiro. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Claude Page.